Pause recording. 59 minutes. Time remaining.
Hello, everyone. It's about 8:15 in the evening on Saturday, the 12th of September, 2015. And the days are definitely getting shorter. It gets dark here. Oh, it's still after 8 when it gets dark here because it's so far north. But it's... whereas when we got here, it got dark, probably by close to 9. Now it's about, you know, a quarter past 8. Or 8:10 or something. So just about now. We just came back from... We felt that we needed to have dinner out because the food here at the college was getting unbearable. I'll tell you a bit about it. I haven't done a boo in a while, not because I didn't want to, but because I've been so overwhelmed with everything and by everything. We're still here at the college, and we started our school year, and it's very, very hard. It's very hard, actually. A lot harder than I even anticipated. It's enjoyable because learning is enjoyable, but it's scary because you have to basically speak Gaelic all day. We actually signed a contract saying that we have to speak Gaelic. And when you don't speak Gaelic and you want to make yourself understood, and see, I find the classes, except for the literature class, which I think is too hard for beginners, doable, but the fact that you have to speak Gaelic in, you know, the dining hall, and you have to speak Gaelic, like, everywhere, and try to make yourself understood in Gaelic when it's a language you don't know yet, and you have to understand other people, I find that very intimidating, to be honest. And of course, they don't get a lot of international students here, so there have been a few hiccups, like, I had to go, as an international student, I had to go register with police, and they sent me to Inverness when I really didn't need to go to Inverness, and made me miss a whole day of classes, and yeah, there are some teething issues. And the food here is not easy to eat, especially for someone who is really trying to be healthy and to lose weight and to eat a lot of vegetables. Let me give you an example. Yesterday's dinner was pizza, and the sides were potatoes and mince or chips. That was the vegetables. And I don't eat meat, so I only had a piece of cheese pizza, but it was gross because it was just cheese pizza with nothing else. And, you know, one of those frozen ones, which was very, very doughy. And so there's definitely not enough vegetables and fruit. I just placed a Tesco's order, which I went and picked up because there's no deliveries here on Skye. There's just a pickup point in the middle of the island. So we went and picked it up. So, I got some apples and oranges and things, but it's very, very hard. Wanted to buy some almond butter, and of course you can't get it here, so I had to order it on Amazon, so I'm waiting for it. And I'm not the only person who's not happy about the food. We are trying to be healthy. So for the first, well, I was actually quite sick for a while. You could probably still hear my voice, not well. That I'm not doing well. I was sick. I had to go on antibiotics. Luckily, I have NHS now. I had to pay, which I don't see. One of the things for international students is that we can get NHS, but we have to pay a surcharge, which is £200 a year. And I actually, to be honest with you, I do not begrudge paying NHS. I think if you're not a citizen and you never paid tax into the system or social security or whatever, then it's fair enough that you don't get it by default, that you pay for it if you get it. So I'm quite happy to pay the NHS surcharge. The only thing that makes me angry is that not all people from all countries have to pay it. That makes me angry. If you can't play favorites, you can't say, oh, just because someone is from Canada or Australia or New Zealand, they shouldn't pay NHS. Either all your international students pay NHS or no one pays NHS. You know, And that was the same with the police registration. International students from certain countries don't have to register with police. And that includes US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the European countries. And my attitude about that is, I understand why you want, you know, international students to register with police. Fair enough if illegal people come in that way. But then don't play favorites. What, you think people from the US or from EU or Australia, New Zealand, what, there's no crooks, there's no criminals? You know, they're just as likely to be criminals as the rest of us. So that's my only kind of beef. I only say, treat everyone equally. Don't play favorites among countries. If you're going to treat foreigners a certain way, treat all of them the same. That's all. I don't begrudge paying into the UK NHS if I haven't grown up here. Fine. But make everyone pay. So anyway, registered with the NHS, with the, you know, doctor here, and he's very nice, and he gave me some antibiotics because I got very sick, actually, both of us did. Got pretty sick after flights and stuff, and so we took a pretty strong antibiotic for about a week. We've been looking for a house, and Thursday night we were told that we actually have a house, that we got the house that we applied for. Renting the house, and so I've come up here to give you this update and also to find out a little bit about UK. I found out a bit about Twitter, and thanks to everyone who answered me, but I wanted to find out how it works in the UK as far as utility bills, council taxes, because everyone has a different way, you see. I understand now that there's no discount for council tax for blind people. Whereas in Israel, for example, we get 90% off, actually. So, okay, that's fair enough. I just needed to know, you see. But how does it work? What does your council tax include? Does that usually include water? Or is it just council tax? And then you get a water bill on top of that. How do you pay it? Is that something, do you pay your bills through the estate agency, or do people usually, like, do you, like, if you have to pay electricity, do you go and disconnect the electricity and then reconnect it in your name like they do in Australia? Or they come and read the meter and then you just change the name over like in the UK? Are things here usually billed monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly? You know, I also heard that there is a thing where you put money on a meter for the electricity rather than pay a bill, which I don't know how that works, and I'm not sure what that does. So if people want to give me a little bit of background about, you know, daily things in the UK, how to deal with things like that, do you deal with individual companies, or also, because there are some, like, there are some places where you rent and you pay everything through the estate agent, so I don't know. Also, I wanted to find out about transport concessions, like how do you get a bus pass or a rail card or things like that? What do you have to do that? So if there's anyone who can give me tips about, you know most of you who lived in the UK have lived here all your lives, so it wouldn't be a, you know, it would be kind of like obvious to you, but what do you think a person who just moved here needs to know, you know, things?
Don't drive on the right-hand side of the road.
Thank you very much, that,
all
I know
right.
That. So... if you want to send me a DM and let me know all about these things or things that I need to look out for to ask or whatever, because it is a little bit overwhelming.
Country has its own ways of doing things.
Like, we had to pay a deposit now because we got this house, but we haven't signed a lease. So is that normal to pay a deposit before you sign the lease?
I think that's got more to do with the fact that we're Probably kind of remote up here rather than anything else.
So tell me what you think I need to know. Also, dog people, guide dog or otherwise, it doesn't matter probably. I did contact Guide Dogs UK about Rosie. They know about her. That's not what I want to know. I'd like to know if there are annual shots or whatever the doggies have to have here. I will register with the vet, but I need to know. Like, I know you don't give dogs rabies shots here every year because you don't have rabies here. In Israel, you do give shots rabies every year. Rosie's rabies shots, of course, are up to date, and I'd like to keep them up to date. But I do need to know what you need to know about having a dog here, because, for example, the rabies shot in Israel is the actual license to have a dog. And then there are 6 shots that the dog has to have once a year, and 1 shot that they have to have, like, every 3 months. So if you can just give me some tips on that, I would really, really, really appreciate it. And anything else that you think I should know? TV license.
Oh, yeah.
Do blind people have discount with that? Is
yes,
that something...
we will have a TV.
And, yeah, we will have a TV. We have a TV in the house. It's FreeSat if it makes...
No, it doesn't. The difference, if you don't actually, if you can, if it has pictures, then you have to pay.
But what if you can't see the pictures?
I think you might get a reduction, but it's not... Yeah, you get a discount, but it's not free. If you actually don't have pictures, then you don't pay.
So let us know. So anyway, that's all. Anything you could tell me, anything you think we need to know, registered with the NHS, all that.
Did you ask about transport concessions?
Yeah, I did ask about transport. So thanks, guys. Hope you're all having a lovely day. And I hope to hear from someone soon.
Bye.
47 minutes and 44 seconds.
I've been meaning to read you something. 47 minutes.